Stefan, an expert in dealing with feelings. Say it again.
Wrong about that.
You just don't sing it.
Okay. Another great American day. Welcome to America, the police state. A number of things going on. By the way, I'm going to point out the difference between a stripper and a ballet dancer in a few minutes. Here on Good Day, Roberta Fasanelli, ballet dancers. Okay. Bob Kay is here filling in for Ken Kessler, monitoring social media and generally keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Bob Kay, straight and narrow.
All right. Call a foul here.
The man who died, you know, in the news department today, the story continues about James Lee DiMaggio. How many people remember him?
James Lee DiMaggio. DiMaggio the guy who kidnapped
that girl?
Yeah,
good for you, yes. Kidnapped 16-year-old, I forget what her name is. What is her name?
Hannah Anderson.
Anderson, that's it, right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, you're right on it, Roberta.
So, this guy kidnapped the girl, killed her mother and brother.
Tortured them, apparently, before he killed them. What a sicko.
He left his life insurance policy to the family, the members of the family he left that he didn't kill.
Jeez.
Bernice Anderson is the apparently sole survivor, the paternal grandmother, and she gets the $112,000 in his life insurance policy, which he started in 2011.
Wow.
He put the mother in there in place of his sister for some reason or other. You wonder whether people have premonitions or whatever. There's some speculation this guy DiMaggio may have been the father of the girl. You've heard
really?
That, right? Yeah. Right, because there's apparently some question about, because the father was really the stepfather, as I understand. It's kind of a complicated, weird thing. And there are people who are wondering whether or not this girl is in on it because she hasn't shown much remorse. You've heard that part of the story too, right? She doesn't seem to be...
It's a little fishy here.
Well, she could be in shock, you know? I mean...
Whatever. Anyway, it's
think about it. But they said that he and the girl's mother were very close friends. How close?
Yes, is the question. All right, here's
the... Are they going to do DNA tests? Did you see anything about that?
I did hear something, but I didn't know that they did them or whatever the final outcome was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll let you do the research on that.
Okay.
All right. Let's move to the Cosmopolitan, a luxury hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where just the right amount of wrong is okay if you pay $200 a night. All right. Let's move now to the $57 a night Motel Caswell in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Just the right amount of wrong there is what the federal government says is needed to take the business from the family that has operated it for 57 years. Follow along. During a trial before a magistrate judge in Boston, federal prosecutors cited one heroin overdose and 14 incidents in which guests or visitors were arrested for drug crimes at the motel from 1994 till last year. This, by the way, in a hotel that had 200,000 room rentals during that period of time. So, the state of Massachusetts has declared this property to be dangerous and has seized it. Under federal law, property used to facilitate a drug crime is subject to forfeiture. And so these are folks, the Caswells, who have had a $57 a night hotel motel in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, for the family's operator 57 years, now out of business. Because the federal government said they needed to forfeit it. And the reason that I bring this to your attention is because I was thinking the last time I was in Las Vegas how much I paid for a room and what I knew was going on in any number of rooms in that hotel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here's this little family. Kind of reminds me of what's going on the American farm. The government jumps on these. This was an independent motel, not associated with any of the big chains. And it had big chains all around it. And because there's a major highway that goes through Tewksbury. This little family motel, started by the father who built it in 1955, is around a Motel 6, a Fairfield Inn. There's a Walmart across the street, a Home Depot. Anyway. Hey, by the way, all those places have problems with drug activity. When's the last time you saw anybody from the government trying to shut down a Home Depot because there was drug...
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about here. It goes on and on and on. And I think it is an outrage, and that is why I bring it to your attention. The police go after the people they think or know they can catch. The district attorneys go after these people that they think or know they can find guilty. So they're tough on crime. Give me a break. Tough on crime. I mean, what kind of a... who thinks like that and gets away with it?
Doug's getting cranked up here.
Well,
for good cause.
But I think I'm right. Am I right or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So here's another one. You want to know... Maybe I'll do a couple of commercials, then I'll tell you the difference between a ballet dancer and a stripper.
Do you have some good news?
Well, is that... This may be good news.
Well,
actually,
okay.
Yeah, here's a good... Here, I do have some good news. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I think this is an appropriate thing. You tell me whether you think.
Okay.
This story is from Kansas City. A man accused of beating a bird that tried to eat his wife's ice cream is appealing a $275 fine stemming from this incident. All right. Now, this guy's from Kansas City. They were vacationing in California. His wife was having an ice cream, and a seagull flew down and started to eat his ice cream, the wife's ice cream. This story is in the Orange County Register. Reported that Duncan Durek of Wichita, I said Kansas City, man, Wichita, is contesting the fine levied by the Fish and Wildlife Service for violating a federal bird treaty act, or part of it. He beat a gull with a stick, broke its wing. The bird had to be euthanized. He was a witness. The witnesses saw him doing this and reported it to police. Police came and arrested him. Witnesses told authorities the ice cream fell on its own and the bird did not knock it off the cone.
Dang tourists.
Right.
Where did this happen?
Could have just
again?
Bought another ice cream, couldn't he?
Well, I guess, I could have. This was somewhere in Orange County. I'm going to guess that it was Long Beach. I don't know that for sure, but that's where I would have thought
that place
would be the most likely place that a seagull would come down, because all of the stuff on Lake, if you've ever been to Long Beach, they have a great
Huntington
deer.
Beach.
Yeah, it could be anything up and down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go, folks. Is that
good? Got out of it.
Well, he's appealing. Whether he gets out of it or not. I don't know if that's a good story or not. It was a good story. I don't know whether.
Well, if he'd only known about seagulls, they're going to do that. You got to watch out for
right.
him. He's a tourist.
A self-respecting seagull isn't going to go after your ice cream.
That's right.
Or anything else.
Come on.
All right, speaking of being self-respecting, how's your hairline? Marvin, I've noticed yours is again. Yeah. It's a problem for a lot of
on
men
the
and
top.
Women. Yeah. Bob's losing his hair. It's okay. It's all right. I got some treatment for you. You ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Here it is. The product is called Provia.
Okay.
Or Provia, depending on how you want to spell it. I mean, they pronounce it Provia.
You know, get to the phone number. I want to buy this.
All natural hair thing. What, I have to do a commercial? I'm just saying, this fixes your hair. Call this number.
Okay.
I can do that. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319. Yeah, Bob's an expert in commercials. He's been listening to me do commercials for 45 years.
You have to tell him that.
800-525-8319. You're older than I am. Or go online to triprovia.com.
We get a lot of emails from people asking about this, and now I've got this number and I can give it to them.
Yep, free month supply. If you mentioned Doug Steffen, free upgrade to priority shipping as well. It unplugs the pores. The hair starts to grow, thickens the hair that you have on your head. It's great for men and women. Provia, seriously, bring your hair back the natural way. 800-525-8319.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at OfficeMax. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
Okay, the difference, the Doug Stephan Good Day program, by the way, Roberta Fasanelli, Bob Kay here, the difference between a stripper and a ballet dancer.
Yeah, boy.
According to the New York Times, the State Court of Appeals is working on a problem.
Keep your finger on the button, Michael.
One of these is subject to sales tax on her performance, and the other is not. A 4-3 decision. Court ruled that lap dances at clubs or bars are not eligible for the sales tax exemption enjoyed by venues that provide dramatic or musical art performances. This is a challenge from a bar in Latham, New York. Where is that? L-A-T-H-A-M?
Latham, New York. Upstate somewhere, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, upstate.
The court concluded that strippers do not qualify as choreographed performers. One of the dissenting judges, Robert Smith, objected to the idea that a tax exemption should be based on the cultural quality of the performance. The only question in the case is whether the admission charges that the state seeks to get taxes for were actually paid for by the dancer or by the person that was getting the benefit of the dance. This is content-based regulatory discrimination, and I'm filing a lawsuit. So let's see here. The question came up about whether you should pay a tax on Hustler. You don't pay a tax on the New Yorker, but the state wants to charge you a tax on Hustler. So is that the same? Sounds like the same thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it cultural and artistic, though? It's just a different kind of culture, a different kind of art.
It depends upon whose eyes are looking at it.
I think, I think that's inconsistent with the law.
Right.
And I object, Your Honor.
Yes.
Let's tear that down. All right. Let's deal with the old and the new here. And I think the old is not good and the new is good. Everybody has what they want. Don't have to pay any taxes on anything. 21 after the hour.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Song from this week in 1992 as we have another chart flashback here on the Good Day program. That sounds pretty good, right? From my days as jockeys.
Ooh,
Bob, you were never actually a disc jockey. I was
yes, I was.
Were you? Really?
Good morning show in California.
Oh, that's a
pretty good East. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, WWO.
Were you on that
weekends?
Show? Oh, I don't remember.
I did weekends if somebody was on vacation.
Got it. Okay. Anyway, Sophie B. Hawkins with a great song. As I said, we're going through the top five from this week in 1992. At number four, Celine Dion. Complete sap. But a good song. Fritz, you were here. He'd be wanting to dub it.
He'd be going,
yeah. This is from a good movie, actually.
What was the movie?
The movie was Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer. She became, he was an old reporter, become television producer, and she was an anchoring reporter, and he mentored her, and well, that was a good, that's quite a good love story.
Nice.
A good chick flick. All right, so that was number four, Celine Dion. Number three belongs to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This week in 1992, we do this every couple of days. We take one of our musical forays into a time when most of us had some interesting memories. Now that during this part of 1992, you got some pretty good memories. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I see number two belongs to Mariah Carey. It's a good song, too.
Yeah.
I like her. I've always liked her. I think she and Gloria, she and Gloria Estefan epitomize the hardworking, and I think to a point, Britney Spears does as well. They really epitomize the hardworking woman or man, but these women are all in a business that's aimed at promoting men more than women. I just think Mariah Carey married... not Clive Davis. Who is she married to, Richie? I mean, Bob.
The guy who's on America's Got Talent.
No. Before that, she married some studio.
Tommy Mottola. Clive Davis.
Was she married to Clive Davis?
Tommy Mottola.
No, Tommy Mottola. Thank you. That's right. Yeah. Right.
Same outfit.
And he, she's about 40 years younger than he was. And, you know, some people say she used him. Whatever. Yeah. But she's...
It was good for both of them, I'm
but
sure.
Her career, I would think so. Yes. All right. The number one song, you've all been waiting for this.
Yeah.
From this week in 1992.
Yeah.
Belongs to...
Yeah.
I like Sir Mix-a-Lot. I get the biggest kick out of this song. Baby Got Back. Don't want none unless you got buns. As long as your back end can be filed under Oakland booty, Rumpo. Oh my God!
Whatever you were drinking this morning.
Yeah,
this is. I just found the song to be hysterical. But there's so many people who accused me. I was
a great wedding song.
But, yeah,
I've done a bunch of weddings, and this is a great song to play for a wedding.
Oh yeah, an appropriate song for weddings.
Oh yeah.
You know,
when you throw the garter.
All right. Sir Mix-a-Lot, number one during this week in 1992, as we flash back here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The issue of where to store nuclear waste is tied to an ancient Hopi Indian prophecy of world destruction in the new thriller from M.P. Manila, Foretold. Inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies.
Foretold is a very timely book. It's about a terrorist plot to blow up the government's high-level nuclear waste repository under Yucca Mountain, Nevada. And that would fulfill a Hopi prophecy that this world will be destroyed by poison rain. And I covered this story when I was a producer of a TV news magazine show. And it was a madhouse because they had nuclear physicists there from Los Alamos. They had government geologists. They had scientists. They had all the environmental groups were there, like the Sierra Club. They had legislators and natives. And they were all telling the United States Department of Energy that Yucca Mountain was the worst possible place to store nuclear waste because it was in the third most active earthquake zone in the United States. It's in an area that's crisscrossed by more than 30 fault lines, including three major lines that go right through the tunnels where the waste would be stored. You know, Chernobyl was only involved 20 tons of nuclear waste. And at Yucca Mountain, they're talking of more than 70,000 tons.
Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist M.P. Manila. Her new thriller is Foretold, inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This hour of the Good Day program with a focus on the police state. I went through one of them in the last half hour. I got a couple of more for you before we get to our visit from Andrea Metcalf this week, fitness guru, Dateline Canada. Bob Kay is here, and Roberta Fasinelli. Jennifer is on assignment. Richie's having his next chemo treatment today. And good thoughts for Rich on vacation. Very good thoughts for Richie. Some bizarre stuff from the world of Canadian junior hockey. Former NHL star Doug Gilmour, currently serving as the GM of the Ontario Hockey League's Kingston franchise, traded away his oldest son to the Niagara Ice Dogs. 16-year-old Jake Gilmour, hockey player in Canada. The full deal was Jake, goaltender Blake Ricard, and a conditional 12th round pick next year to Niagara for the Ice Dogs' 12th round pick in 2015. So a father trades his own son. What an outrage. You think? I don't know. I guess it's all's fair in love, war, and hockey. I did find that was kind of interesting, though. Different, maybe, stories at DougStephan.com. Think about it in terms of what you do yourself in that circumstance. Canadian Hockey Hall of Famer, GM of a high school-aged hockey team, catching flack after he traded his own son to another team. Would you do that?
Trade your own son?
Trade your son or your daughter? Yeah.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, no. It's all business.
Better? Well, I made him better. He's not going to lie. It's not like he's disowning you. It's just it's better for the game. His job is to be the coach. The kid's job is to play. And I think it's tough to play, or in that circumstance, something like that. When you even in business, tough to work with your parents. It is not impossible.
I worked with my parents. You know.
I know. How was it?
Tough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is. It's tough. Got your own ideas, and your father and or mother don't want to do it their way. And so, that's what happens. You're going to strike out on your own. My father wanted me to go into clothing business with him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I'd have done that? You remember. Well,
the clothing.
I do remember.
You remember that?
I used to carry around a bunch of stuff in the back of your
car. I used to carry around suits and sport coats in the back of the car and sell them. I used to go call on Filene's and TJ Maxx.
Filene's.
Yeah, what do they call them?
Filene's. Filene's.
Hey, and you want to have
Marshalls.
Oh, you want to buy a jacket?
Yeah. And all my friends used to come around and want me to get them a cheap suit.
Yeah.
And they were cheap, and I was happy to get them for them. Just to help them out. But that was another. Can you imagine me, Roberta, as a clothing salesman?
I sure could.
What's a salesman?
See you with the suit, and you open it up, and there's watches and chains hanging on the inside of it.
My wife's one.
The interesting thing is that I think if you're a salesman, I've always been a pitchman. My father did teach me how to sell. But I was never comfortable selling clothing, as most people know who I look at the garb that I wear from time to time.
I can dress up.
Well, but I still, clothing has never been that important to me.
Yeah.
Looking okay is something that, you know, I mean, we're in the era of tight jeans now, for example. I would not have ever paid any attention to a tight jeans unless Meredith actually bought me a couple of pair, which she did.
Good for her.
I wasn't interested. I mean, I'm not looking at my butt.
Huh?
So, but apparently she was, and so that was the
harbinger
of that.
Yeah.
All right, police state visit. In October, police arrested Joseph Harris of Bradenton, Florida, for employing two unlicensed telemarketers at his air conditioning business. Calling people without a license is a third-degree felony in Florida, legally equivalent to cocaine possession, battery of a police officer, or burglary of an unoccupied structure. Mr. Harris faces up to 5 years in jail, and his case is still being mitigated. The Florida Telemarketing Act requires businesses that solicit sales over the phone to pay an annual fee of $1,500 and an additional $50 for each telemarketer.
Mm.
If salespeople use a script, they must be cleared. Those scripts have to be cleared by the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
How ridiculous.
Give me a break. The law contains 28 paragraphs of exclusions and exemptions, including for religious, charitable, or political purposes, and for selling newspapers, certain financial services, or less than $500 in food products.
Mm.
Exempted telemarketers still must register with the state, keep the official acknowledgement of exemption on hand for inspection. Last year, state officials cited 12 businesses and 170 telemarketers for working without a license. I tell you this story because Bob felt it was necessary for him to go to the town hall. He just moved to North Attleboro, Massachusetts, and he thought he needed a $40 license to conduct business in his own home.
The bank required it, too.
Oh, is that it? Anyway.
But it's a lot better here than it was in California.
Right. It was a lot cheaper there.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm grandfather because I've been... first of all, the farm, you don't have to have that, but
probably
I've been running
not.
Businesses out of my home forever.
Yeah.
All right. One final example. If you didn't think we were in a police state, check this out.
We're in a tax state.
Right. Should you be free to write about the benefits of your diet? Mr. Steve Cooksey of North Carolina did on his Diabetes Warrior blog site, where he discussed the paleo diet, which is limited to foods that humans ate before the development of agriculture. All right, so the North Carolina Board of Nutrition insists that you need a license to give information and advice any place within the state, including on a blog. So the board sent Mr. Cooksey a marked-up version of his site suggesting what he was doing was not only illegal, but also it was something that was wrong. And they went through it and told them, you know, this is wrong, that's wrong, because it didn't toe the line of the AMA. According to the American Medical Association, we all know what a crock that is.
Mm-hmm.
So he was taken to court. The libertarian law firm Institute for Justice sued in federal court, arguing that its censorship violated the First Amendment, and the judge has dismissed the case for lack of standing.
Yes.
So this guy...
Oh, he's dismissed the lack of... He dismissed the suit against
this guy for writing a blog without having a permit or for being wrong, according to the AMA.
Well, finally the good guys win.
Oh, but this is it. I mean, I gave you three examples in this hour of where we are in terms of how things are. I'll bet you could find any number of examples of these same sorts of things happening in your neighborhood, in your town, in your city, in your county, in your state. I'm betting it. Because all these, the government has just gotten out of control. And one of my favorite themes, and I pointed out without malice to anyone, it's time for us to be looking at changing how the system operates. Do all of us agree on that?
Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's just time.
Absolutely.
How do we do it?
Yep. I don't know. Not by doing what we're doing now.
No.
That is for sure. All right, anyway, we have the lovely and talented Andrea Metcalf here.
Yay.
Is that that's not a sexist comment, is it?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Nah,
I'd
lovely.
Love somebody to call me lovely and talented.
You are lovely and you are talented.
Well, thank you,
how about me?
You are not particularly attractive, but you are talented.
Thank you. 888-302-3684.
Email to Doug or to Bob K or to Roberta at DougStefan.com. Andrea Metcalf is going to help us get in shape. I'm going to tell her about my first foray into CrossFit training and see if she approves. And that's coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Yeah? Well, I thought we were doing something with that had bravado for Andrea.
Well, I was going to need more time to find it.
No, no, no. All right, so find it for next week. That's the planning we go into. Nothing. We spare no expenses here, folks. Andrea Metcalf is here, our nationally recognized fitness expert, author, healer to the stars, all kinds of stuff, and an inspiration to all, not only because of her ability to stay fit, to look fit, and be fit, and to teach people how to be fit, but to train people, and generally speaking, she's a wonderful businesswoman, a lot of great ideas, stimulating, so she is somebody that could be easily a role model for lots of young women coming up trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives. Here's the latest excerpt or adventure for Doug Steffen. I have joined a CrossFit gym because I want to be bigger and stronger when I grow up. So, how, and I actually this week have gone for the first time, And I will tell you that my back is sore. I took a couple of Advil last night. And other than that, I think that this could be a very interesting experience. So what do you think of CrossFit training? It seems to be the rage. A lot of people are going, the women who are in this gym, and the men too, but the women are more interested in talking. This is across from a Gold's gym, and they all do a person said, ah, it's a lot better than that place across the street. So the guy who runs it is, I don't know what his background is, but he's obviously some kind of supreme athlete because he looks the part, plays the part, and is a good teacher, and has fun with everybody. But when it gets right down to it, I've never successfully done a lock and hold on the rings, for example. I fell off of them a couple of times yesterday, and then I was determined, because I'm a determined sort, to do it, and I finally got it right. And then rope stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of things that got at muscles that I haven't felt or used for years. So that, because that's sort of your philosophy, use all your muscles, you must be a supporter of CrossFit. I don't think we've ever talked about this before.
Yeah, I think CrossFit's great. I think it's fun. It's different for everyone, and it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. But
why do you say that? Why do you say it's not for everyone? For those who might be considering it.
I say the people who have never done any type of physical activity, meaning that they can't walk a mile, probably aren't ready for CrossFit. So it's not an introductory place.
Mm-hmm. What's the best part? All right, so what's the best part of it for? And there are as many women involved in it as there are men. And the women that I met yesterday were of all ages, sizes. This woman, I said she and her husband go out to dinner every night. They always have dessert. She gained 30 pounds in a year, and this is her way of shaking it off.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, let's face it, that 70% of all the group exercise programs are going to be women. So you're going to find more women in a CrossFit class than men.
Really?
Just because that's pretty much, that is the statistics. We have more women taking group classes than men. Men tend to work out more on their own. They do better with gadgets and technology. But, you know, I think the great thing about CrossFit is they're 30 minutes or less most of the time. Was yours 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's about 35, 40 minutes, actually.
Yeah. There's over 21 states, 5 countries. It's really a growing trend. And it can be really fun. It's non-traditional weightlifting equipment like kettlebells, sandbags, rings, like you said, bars. And if it's done right, because it's a high-intensity program, can burn a lot of calories. The issue that can happen with CrossFit is the injury rate.
Yeah.
Because the moves are a little bit more difficult, because you're working with kettlebells, which deal with speeding momentum, there are those possibilities of getting injured. I don't have statistics on the dropout rate, but I can tell you that, I mean, I've been to CrossFit classes, and I truly believe that it's something that's unique, fun, different, and if you've ever been an athlete, in any sense of the word, that CrossFit would be something you really fall in love with, because there's that sense of intensity and discipline and just feeling strong.
Yeah, that's what I like. I've always liked being strong. I've always respected strength and like it, and so that's what sort of propelled me into doing this. It should be fun, and I'll try to keep you updated. So Andrea has a great website, two of them actually, nakedfitness.com and andreametcalf.com. Check them out for being physically fit.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Song is Mustang Sally by the Commitments from the movie The Commitments, number one movie during this week in 1991. I don't remember this at all, Chucker. Do you?
I do.
Yeah, that doesn't mean a thing to me. And Kenny's not here to explain it, so we'll keep moving. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with Roberta and Bob and me to go through the movie news of the day and our contest, which happens to be the number one movie during this week in 1989. See, I have no sway or say in the movies that are chosen. If that was the case, I wouldn't have ever chosen this one because I don't like the actor who's the star in it who's no longer with us. All right, with that hint, we'll play the three audio cuts from the movie. You figure out what it is, and you dial us at 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. If you haven't won before in movie moments, here's the first clue.
Just
now you understand why he's the most annoying. Oh, my God, was he annoying.
What on earth is that?
Yeah, it's garbage from this guy. Anyway, the number one guy, don't speak ill of the dead, but this he was terrible, and this was an awful, ugh. Number one movie, though, during this week in 1989, Roberta, doesn't say anything about our tastes. All right, here's the next clue.
How'd you like to spend the next several nights wondering if your crazy, out-of-work bum uncle will shave your head while you sleep?
888-302-3684. That kind of gave it away, Chuck, didn't it?
I still don't know it.
Really?
Well, the first clue really confused me, but I'm trying to absorb that one.
You recognize the voice of the star, though, right?
No, not totally at all.
Really? All right, well, my hint was he's dead. Let's try the last clip.
You have much more hair than you know, so my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
All right.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, okay. 888-302-3684.
It was a big hit at the box office.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It was number one.
I wasn't a big fan of it either, but it did very, very well.
All right, number one movie during this week in 1989. Figure it out, and you win the prize. 888-302-3684. Chuck has movie news in a moment, right here on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Chuck, what are we having in the movie news bag?
All right, Doug, the official cast of The Expendables 3 has officially been set, besides of us, Stallone, Jason Strahan, Jet Li, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. These are the names officially set. Wesley Snipes, Antonio Banderas, Harrison Ford, and Mel Gibson, who will play the film's villain. Uh-huh. So that means no Steven Seagal, Jackie Chan, or Nicolas Cage. Well, what can you do maybe for part four? Some other news, Bradley Cooper set to star and to produce the possibly star in a Lance Armstrong film over at Warner Brothers. Joseph Kosowski, the director of Tron Legacy and Oblivion, two beautiful but hollow movies tapped by Warner Brothers to direct their big screen version of Twilight Zone. Don't get it. This guy just doesn't seem right for that material, but there you have it.
All right. So I'm noticing that there is controversy surrounding The Butler. A couple of Washington moviegoers say there was extra security on hand for the screening of Lee Daniels' The Butler, which made them feel racially profiled. Now, all this hoopla brought about by two people who've gone to every news outlet that there is in Washington because there were extra police on duty at this particular theater. I don't know what the reason for it was. I suppose that they were being cautious. But do you think that there is reason believe this might be true or not, Chucker?
I don't see that. I mean, it makes no sense to me. It's a movie. It's, you know, based on some historical fact, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I actually would like to go see it, frankly. What did you do? $25 million at the box office this weekend.
Yeah, on a $30 million budget, so yeah. It's very, very successful.
Not bad. All right, Michael, you have to open up the line. Who is it that we're talking to?
Lisa.
Lisa, what's the name of the movie?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck was the number one movie with John Candy this week in 1989. God rest his soul. And you'll get a swell prize. Hold on just a second. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.